Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles? Then I will say to them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. That's found in Matthew 7:21-22. When Jesus spoke those words recorded by Matthew in his gospel account of the life and ministry of Jesus, the Lord was teaching about false teachers. He was warning all his disciples to be mindful that there would be teachers who would disguise themselves. Jesus called these false prophets wolves in sheep's clothing. Jesus went on to say that their fruits would become obvious. Sadly, even the glorious message of salvation, the beautiful gospel of peace, is used for personal gain by some people. Jesus wants all his followers to be aware of the dangers from those who may claim things in the Lord's name, but are not really serving the Lord. The very best defense against such deceit is to know the Lord and his teachings so well that anything that is doctrinally different than what he has shared in his word will be seen and become obvious to us. Welcome to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We give thanks to the Lord Jesus for the opportunity we have to bring our message to all of our listeners. We pray you will find a rich blessing in our songs and in the study of the day.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt. I found peace that is so and all. Yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
I think that most everyone would agree with me that terrorists, murderers, child molesters, rapists, and thieves are among those who will not see the inside of heaven. That is, unless they repent of their evil ways and stop living sinful lives. But how about people who have spoken of Christ as Lord of heaven, using his name in teaching others, but have done so with hidden agendas? According to our text, those who do such things will be rejected by Jesus. There will be a claim on the day of judgment that much good was done for others in the Lord's blessed name. But Jesus sends away those who had done teaching and performing miracles in his name under false pretense. We should not limit the truth that Jesus spoke regarding those who will enter and those who will not enter into the heavenly kingdom. It is not just false teachers, but all who may call upon the Lord in vain. Remember, one of the Ten Commandments given by God to his people was Israel was not to take the name of the Lord in vain. Some believe this is speaking curse words in connection with the Lord's name. I certainly believe we should be very careful not to, in any form or fashion, malign God's holy name. But in our text, to call upon the Lord and not do what he commands is to take the name of the Lord in vain. Jesus plainly says that only those who do the Father's will are among those who will be welcomed into the eternal glory of heaven. There are many other sins we did not list that are contrary to the Father's will, and they violate the teachings of Jesus Christ. If we were to expand our list, we would find from God's Word that he commands us to live sober lives and not get drunk. God's Word teaches that adultery is sinful, all kinds of sexual immorality, such as premarital sex and homosexuality, are among those behaviors that have never been acceptable in the eyes of God. Still today, they go against the righteousness of God. Lying is a violation of God's laws. I would have us hear the truth of what Jesus said. It is necessary to live in obedience to the Word of God. Jesus asked this rhetorical question: why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? It is a great contradiction to acknowledge that Jesus is one's Lord and then refuse to obey his will. It is a willful hypocrisy to claim one thing and do the opposite. As the inspired words of the Lord's letter of Revelation in its closing words, Jesus declares, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood." We cannot ignore the truth taught throughout Scripture that God rewards the righteous deeds of man and condemns that which is unrighteous. If my choice is to own Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, it becomes necessary that my life conform to the teachings of his will. Unless it does, my profession of faith is not true. My loyalty does not harmonize with my confession. We thank God for his amazing grace, something we all need to be found righteous in his sight. Knowing that we can never earn or merit our salvation, nor can we live without any sin in our lives, we must rely upon God's grace to shelter us from the weakness of the flesh. But let us make certain that God's grace is extended to all who, out of love, decide to live according to the Spirit. This prevents us from living to satisfy the desires of the flesh. I certainly hope and pray that you are among those who are calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and may we each and every one who believes in him commit ourselves to his will.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before on his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of Lords, who
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.